I just finished the last episode of Deep Space Nine last night.
I've yet to see that. It's like, that's the one, I missed that episode when it played on TV, and I've yet to go watch it. I need to.
You haven't? Is that the only one you've never seen? Is the last episode?
Probably, yeah. Because I watched it on TV back whenever TV played Star Trek regularly.
The 90s.
Well, you know you have Netflix.
Yeah, I know. I think it was Spike TV. Before Spike TV.
I don't know if I've ever seen playing Deep Space Nine. Maybe they did. I'm not really that big on Spike TV.
Yeah.
That was pretty damn good.
They got really stupid. I do have Netflix. I should probably just. It's been years though. I feel like I want to restart.
Might as well. I did. It took me. It was a bit weird. At least a few months.
But then if I do that, I'd want to watch like Star Trek from the beginning and.
Jesus.
Hey, that's what I've been doing.
God damn.
Yeah, I mean, it's been about 6 months, and I've got two seasons of Voyager left.
Okay.
I'm on season 5. I just started season
Enterprise, right?
6, maybe.
After that is Enterprise.
Yeah.
And what about the movies? Enterprise is decent at times, I hear. I mean, like, there's a lot, like, I've seen episodes of it, and it seems like, I don't know, there's some episodes, like, I did see some good episodes, but I've seen some bad ones, so I don't know.
I've been watching everything, like, in the, like, the order that it aired, you know, like, the episodes of. You know, I watched, like I said, a few episodes of Species, not a few episodes of Voyager. And I watched the movies, like, you know, where they occur, basically. Like, which actually, I watched Insurrection recently. And, yeah, I watched it before. Nemesis was okay. You know, honestly, like, even Insurrection wasn't as bad as I remember. I don't know, maybe it's because I was more familiar with everything now. Because I didn't catch that they even referenced the whole Dominion War and everything in Insurrection, which I didn't even, you know, realize the first time. Of course, I didn't really know what that was.
None of us even realized that Worf was in his own in a different show in First Contact.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, that explains why, you know, like the last, at least in both. First Contact, Nemesis, you know, he shows up, like, you know, good to have you back.
Why did Worf show up in Insurrection?
He did. He was on,
Why?
I don't know, he was going somewhere, and he happened to cross paths with the Enterprise, and they were going to do something, and, you know, he just stopped by to visit, basically. And it actually, like, the episode they recommend watching it after, like, he leaves to go somewhere in that episode, Deep Space Nine, and then he's gone for, like, an episode, so it kind of makes sense. And Picard even asked me, you know, blah, blah, how's the sign, things like that.
Jason.
I heard Michael Dorn's voice yesterday on Mass Effect 2, which was cool.
Oh, I forgot he was in that, yeah. You realize that Mass Effect 1,
what?
You realize that Benezia in Mass Effect 1,
I have to ask y'all
questions.
Yes.
Okay, Jason, did you play The Walking Dead Episode 1?
I played a demo. I didn't really care for it.
Okay, good. We can talk about that. Did anyone watch the Avengers movie?
I was actually considering going and see it. It starts in 20 minutes before Justin. I was like, get on. I was like, I'd rather probably watch on Lafayette than Crowley anyway. I'll probably go.
I have all 5 movies that laid into it. I need to watch them. Are we gonna go see?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah, we definitely go see. I don't know. Whenever I can drive, I guess. I'm gonna be parked for like 2 weeks.
I know what happens at the end of Avengers.
Yeah, you ruined that. So I should put that on Facebook.
I put it on Facebook?
Yes, you put it on Facebook.
I did? Hold on. Let me...
After the end credit scene, because I'm just looking, and I see a status update, and then I see, God damn it.
Oh. Whoops.
Which just makes me excited for Avengers 2, but still, it would be nice to see that, you know, without realizing. And then also, now I have to finally say, Marvel wins.
Okay.
If they can, you know...
That's what I've been saying. Marvel makes the better movies. DC makes the better animated movies. Better animated movies and better TV shows.
Look, it's just a case of Marvel has always been better at marketing than DC. DC's got plenty of good characters, but nobody knows who they are.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, if they can squeeze... I can't say because Justin doesn't want to be spoiled.
Yeah, don't tell me.
Can I tell you? Okay.
No.
Well, yeah. But, okay. But considering who shows up in the after credits scene.
Look. We're being recorded. Remember, like, by the way, Peter.
What?
Please put spoiler tags in these podcasts, because I remember that other episode where we basically spoiled every fucking thing ever. and I blatantly said, hey, I'm going to make a spoiler tag right here for you to edit right before, and then, like, maybe, like, put it in a timestamp. You didn't do a goddamn thing.
Not a goddamn thing.
You know, we're not really supposed to, like...
Oh, you know, we'll wait for a while, maybe after the movie, and we'll do... We'll all go see the movie, and then we'll do, you know, a review and label it spoilers. But I just gotta say that when it comes to the movies, Marvel has their shit together, and I'm afraid that DC never will.
It's not really Marvel who has their shit together. It's Disney who has their shit together.
I guess. It's not. It's always been like that. It's just a case of Marvel marketing better.
It's not just the marketing. Like these movies. Like I mean, you know, before I watched the Thor movie. Yeah, but before I watched the Thor movie, I didn't know a damn thing about him. I didn't give two shits about him. I watched that movie and like, holy crap, he's awesome. And I'm going back and, you know, looking at old stuff to read and crap. And I've started reading some more comics lately. And I feel a little, kind of like you said earlier, I feel like I'm cheating on a girlfriend or something. Because like, I read the whole Planet Hulk storyline and like, I was just reading various things here and there. And Planet Hulk was pretty damn good. World War Hulk, well, both.
World War Hulk was the best comic series ever. Almost as good as Civil War was pretty damn good.
It's high up there.
What I was saying is that, like, movies is part of marketing, is what I mean. It's like, for DC, they only know how to do Superman and Batman.
Yeah.
And
not even, Superman.
The best decision that they probably made, like, was the first two Superman movies, and Batman movies and Batman the Animated Series.
I mean, the
first Batman movie and Batman the Animated Series was even more so than like the 80s graphic novels for Batman. I think that introduced a lot of people in the Batman.
That's what introduced me to Batman. You're talking about the animated series, right?
That introduced me to Batman, and from there, Batman comics, and then just DC comics in general, and just comics.
But after that, like, Marvel did the same thing, but they just went balls out with it. Like, every fucking, most of their, like, Spider-Man, X-Men, everybody got a cartoon after that. Admittedly, they were nowhere near as good as Batman, the Animated Series, of course.
Well, Superman kind of was. Superman just wasn't as dark as Batman.
I'm talking about Marvel cartoons.
Oh, Marvel versus the old 90s Marvel versus old 90s DC cartoons.
Yeah, like, after Batman the Animated Series was a huge success, Marvel decided to do their own, and they released a whole bunch of fucking cartoons.
Well, I found, I think the only one that was good out of the Marvel ones was Spider-Man. That was it. That's the most memorable.
No,
and the X-Men.
X-Men.
Yeah. And the X-Men.
Have you gone back and seen any of them? They've not aged that well compared to Batman. Okay.
Yeah, as far as, like, animation quality.
Batman is still just as good then at now as it was then.
I recently watched all of the Spider-Man series, and I really enjoyed the hell out of it. And I started doing X-Men, and I'm liking it so far. But, yeah, it's still not as good as Batman. No, I do. I do like
it. Okay. I
do a lot. No, I like it. But not as much as Batman.
But yeah, I mean, like, Batman the Animated Series is just...
Nothing tops that.
No. Yeah, it's considered probably the second greatest animated series of all time behind Simpsons.
And the Simpsons are starting to lag.
Simpsons have been lagging for like 10 years.
Yeah, I think it's about
really
time.
I haven't really watched it consistently.
That has to do with Marvel just being better at marketing. Like... They treat all their characters the same way DC treats Superman and Batman. Everybody feels like a main character.
Yeah, even the sidekicks.
Well, DC, everything has to revolve around Batman and Superman. Like with marketing.
Yeah.
Like not necessarily comics. I know in the comics, they're fine. The comics themselves. I mean, like, people don't...
Well, not anymore, but...
Yeah, Captain Marvel is kind of, you know, getting himself in there, too. It's Batman, Superman, and Captain Marvel. Not so much Wonder Woman.
What? Really? I don't know. I mean, I dropped out of DC Comics after the whole reboot. I gave it a few months, and then I just quit.
Blah.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
Okay. Well,
I don't understand why they felt to do that.
Money. Okay.
It worked like a couple of, like the first like 2-3 months because it was, ooh, something new, and then everyone was like, oh, this isn't good.
There's nothing good about what you're doing.
Yeah. And then now I'm worried about the future of DC animated movies because they've already announced the newest one is Flashpoint, which is the story that altered reality to change it from to the new DC universe. Yeah, they're adapting that story.
That's going to be weird.
So, I'm afraid that after that, they're only going to do animated movies set in the new universe.
Did y'all watch the new DC movie, Justice League Doom?
Yes.
I need to catch up on all those. I really haven't watched any in a long
time. I haven't watched all of Doom, but I watched some of it, and from what I've seen, man, Batman fucks up big time.
Yeah,
that,
it was
that
good.
Adaptation of the story where Batman's ideas for taking out everyone get leaked.
Yeah.
Yep. The only quibble I have is that I wish they had been more faithful instead.
I've not read that story, but just the premise sounds really good.
It is.
Read,
I mean, and
not read
the movie's good too.
Yeah,
it was good too. It's just they simplified it a lot.
Like I'm not a comic guy. The only thing I've really read is like Watchmen and The Dark Knight Returns.
Which is their next anime movie, by the way, Dark Knight Returns.
How are they going to do that?
After Dark Knight Rises.
Like what I mean is like, are they going to like have Reagan and shit, or are they going to? Modernize it.
They're probably gonna modernize it.
I hope they don't. I don't care.
It was very much
late 80s.
Yeah, it was like the same kind of that was the same era as Watchmen. You know, that kind of feeling is.
Yeah, and I really hope that they keep it like that. Like really, I doubt they're going to.
Probably not.
But
they're probably gonna modernize it. For the sake of getting new people.
Isn't worrying about World War III coming, like, part of it? Like, with the Soviets? Wasn't that, or am I remembering right? Wasn't that a big
Yeah, no, you're right. That was a big part of it. And Superman having to intervene. Yeah.
I mean, like, that was really interesting because, whenever you think about it, Superman and Batman really wouldn't get along. Whenever if tensions really rose.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, there's a lot of things about Dark Knight Returns I don't like, but that I like.
Okay.
What don't you like about it? Just curious.
Batman is a borderline psychopath, isn't it?
Honestly, when you stop and think about it, he's always been a borderline psychopath.
He's a psychopath, but he's like if Captain Picard was a psychopath. And here, he's like fucking Dirty Harry.
I mean, hey, look, he gets older and crazier. You know, he's still alone. He's lost Robin.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, yeah.
I think Batman the Animated Series Batman is probably the best rendition of him.
But
I just like that. So it's like Dark Knight Returns Batman is just crazy different.
Well, yeah, I mean, but think this is like, what, 30, 40 years later? Something like that.
I don't know.
He's an old man. He doesn't have Alfred and Robin or, you know, anybody to keep him ground. Really?
He's only 55 in it, yeah. But then again, like...
Like I said, he doesn't have Alfred. He doesn't have any of his support. He doesn't have anybody to keep him grounded. And that's why, yeah, I mean, honestly, that's what happens. That's part of the reason he is as calm as he is because of the people he has around him. You know, he has friends and people who give a shit about him. I mean, because, I mean, when you stop and think about it, you know, the billionaire devoting his resources to all that, he is crazy. Hey, he is nuts.
Peter, okay, good. I just checking. I like the way they portrayed Superman in it. I just brought him down to just fucking Boy Scout. The president's lapdog. I like that idea of pitting them against each other because of politics.
And then
Batman beating the crap out of him was glorious.
What are y'all takes on the new like Batman trailer?
I've not seen it. I'm surprised. Like, apparently, it takes place 8 years after Dark Knight.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it is 8 years.
Something like that. I don't know if it's 8. It's
no. They said it was later. 8 years.
Oh, okay.
They said it was 8 years. That's a long. That's longer than I expected.
Yeah, that's a pretty long gap.
Maybe they're trying to find out how to write out Joker. I don't know.
Either that, or they're gonna fill in all that emptiness with animated stuff. To justify what happens to the Joker.
That's a pretty good idea. I'd like that.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad. But the new trailer raises so many questions.
I've not seen it.
It raises so many questions. It raises the question of, is it really Batman who's fighting crime in this new movie?
Really?
Yeah. They make it look like it's not Batman.
Yeah, basically, like he's been gone for... He's been gone for a while. Remember, he was a fugitive at the end of the last one. But they keep focusing on that cop character that Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays. He's not just some generic cop as everyone thought. He's got a lot of screen time in there. And, yeah, it's about the idea of Batman. And, honestly, like a lot of people speculating, and I'm starting kind of lean this way, that he's going to replace Bruce Wayne.
That's what
he's not exactly
like.
Robin. He's not exactly Robin, but he's Robin-type character.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a good finale, somehow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, no one said this is the last one. Yeah. After this, they're probably going to reboot him, Batman again, if they do anymore.
I'm starting to get annoyed about superhero movies, reboots being treated like oil changes.
Yeah, it's happened before. You know, it's all just reboots and remakes. Hollywood.
Is the new Spider-Man going to tie into the Marvel movie universe?
If it goes the way that it doesn't.
No, it's not made by Marvel Studios. That's the thing. That's the one problem with
that's
Marvel's movies is that so many different people have the rights to different characters. Like so, it's Sony Pictures who has Spider-Man and I think that's about it. And then, like, Fox has, like, Daredevil Fantastic Four.
Who likes
X-Men? Has Blade. Fox.
X-Men?
Fox.
Yeah, okay. Because I think X-Men and Spider-Man are the biggest losses. Like,
it's Marvel Studios themselves who are doing, you know, Avengers and Thor and Hulk and all that.
Because, like, that the Avengers universe, like, that movie, that is really cool. Like, nobody's really done that before.
They got it right.
Yeah, they actually did.
Exactly.
They
did.
But,
when I first heard about that.
Right, but not perfect.
Pretty damn close.
Yeah. Like, if they could throw in, you know, at least.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean, Fantastic Four could also be, I mean, they're.
Fantastic Four is all right, but I wouldn't be sad if they weren't in it.
Meaning.
Yeah, but it would be nice, because, I mean, you know, Reed Richards does have a relationship
X-Men
with...
It's X-Men and Spider-Man that I care about the most, that I want.
It would be nice, because, I mean, Doom and Galactus have been Avengers villains before. I mean, they've been pretty big threats to, you know, the whole Marvel universe. It would be nice to be able to have them. It would be nice.
I mean,
I
wouldn't mind like a proper Fantastic Four movie because they dropped the ball on that.
They dropped the ball on a Silver Surfer movie with Cloud
so
Galactus.
I gotta
say,
I love the Silver Surfer because
Lawrence Fishburne is the Silver Surfer. That was awesome.
He had a cartoon back in the day, back with the Marvel cartoon flood, and honestly, I think that was the best. It was, like, only one season, but it was, like, just good.
Yep.
Like,
that's also my Netflix queue.
Yeah, I want to rewatch it.
It's okay. Like, it's like half your cup of milk is good, then the other half kind of sours.
Really?
Yeah, it's not. I watched some of it, and it's nowhere near as good as I remember it.
I probably have to watch it. Maybe I feel like that way, too. Iron Man and Hulk had shows, too, but I don't think... I know Iron Man started out crappy.
Yeah, the Hulk is on Netflix too. The Hulk and
all of them, all those shows. The Fantastic Four.
The second half of Iron Man, they changed the show completely, and the second half is really good, but the first half is crap.
Probably. Okay.
It even has a new opening and everything. I'd like to just sit and watch them all, but I don't know. How about all those Marvel animes?
I have not watched that yet. I want to watch that. You're talking like the X-Men anime and whatnot?
There's like X-Men, Iron Man. X-Men, Wolverine has his own separate one. And Iron Man.
I gotta watch those.
I think Blade.
Probably, but it's the Blade anime is probably crap.
I gotta go get all those pinball tables too in pinball effects.
Why?
Why?
It's waste of money.
Pinball effects is fun as hell.
I guess.
Shut the fuck up, okay? I've spent hours just trying to beat all of my friends' scores. Like there was a time whenever me and my friend Inferno were just complete total rivals in each individual table we had, and it was just like weeks of us trying to beat each other's scores and just back and forth, and it was amazing.
Jesus,
I loved it.
Okay,
the Wolverine table I still love.
We need to get into some topics.
We've been discussing things.
I know.
This is a good back and forth. But I mean, you want to switch to like, but you want to do like Mass Effect versus Halo or Black Ops 2 or what?
I want to start off with the Walking Dead demo episode 1.
I didn't play very much
of it, honestly.
I played the whole demo.
Like,
I played it all.
Is it an adventure?
It's a point and click game.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's
almost like the Back to the Future one, which I enjoyed the Back to the Future one. I don't know why I couldn't get into the Walking Dead one. I love the comics.
I do too, but this game just rubs me the wrong way. I don't know.
You really need to get the comics.
You do. The comics are amazing.
I saw the trailer for the game, and I love the look of it.
I can't even get past the look of it. I don't like the cell shaded look.
I was fine with the look.
No, I
don't know. Maybe if I had played more, then I was just wandering around the house, clicking all these objects, plus the phone, and I don't know. It just bored me.
I just don't like adventure games much. I mean, I get bored. I need to get the comics. I'm going to learn how to draw comics. FYI, I've just bought $150 worth of how-to books.
Jesus.
On comics.
You know, you probably could have just.
Serious.
Could have just sailed the ocean and got it.
I told you, man. There is a big difference between having a book next to you and looking at it on a screen. That there's a big difference, and that matters. And I'm very serious about my work. I really want to learn how to do this.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into the interesting topic. Fuck the dude.
Mass Effect versus Halo.
Yeah. Let's get into that, because that one's going to take a while, because I'm going to be defending the fuck out of Halo.
Okay, I'm not done with Mass Effect 2 yet. I'm not even touched 3 besides the multiplayer. Don't spoil me.
I haven't played any of except the demo Mass Effect 3. Okay.
I'm talking to Dave. I know he's played all of it. I've not finished 2 yet.
Yep.
I think the Halo universe may, for me, trumps the Mass Effect universe.
That's because
you don't know a damn thing about the Mass Effect universe.
Exactly, so I have to go with Halo. I have no choice.
I don't care
those conversations.
They're very similar. That's the thing about it, is they're very similar. They both use a lot of the same tropes.
Could you please explain to everyone what a trope is?
An idea.
You're the only one that doesn't know.
You explained it in the most confusing way possible to me.
I told him it's a story idea that can be reused, just with a different name.
And you also make it confusing as fuck until 15 minutes into our conversation when I finally understood.
And then I said it's because I had to keep figuring out how to dumb it down more and more.
Fuck you. Still, I know what it is now.
It's just like a story idea that can be. It's like a story Lego piece, you know?
For example, the Reapers are basically the Flood.
Yeah, they're very similar.
I like them better.
Mass Effect is basically Star Wars and Star Trek, though.
Yes.
And Halo is more like Alien and Ender's Game and things like that.
Well, I look at it like this. Not all of us have played Mass Effect 3, but all of us will probably be playing Halo 4.
I've been waiting 5 years for Halo 4, and in that time, Mass Effect came and kind of ruined Halo 4 for me, and that kind of frustrates me.
There's no such thing as ruining Halo 4, sir. It can't be done.
They did pretty much, everything that Halo 4 is going to do, more or less. Basically, it's like Halo is a really good movie, set of movies, and Mass Effect is a really good series.
Halo is a good series. Halo has a pretty good story.
TV series. Like a television series versus movies.
Oh.
Like Halo does pretty good for itself for being 8-hour action games and not 60-hour RPGs.
That is true.
Tell me about your Shepard, Jason.
I honestly can't remember the details.
He's
male. He's just a default Shepard. I did very little. I couldn't get one the way I liked, so I was kind of stuck with a default and made up a few small cosmetic differences.
I play a very, pretty damn unique thin ship.
You play a sweet butt ship. What? I forgot how I described it.
You said you called her a dyke. That's what you asked.
That sounds like a good explanation to me.
She is. Your flip ship is a dyke. She has some bald-headed tattoos.
She doesn't have any tattoos.
Oh, was it a scar?
She shaved head and scar in the first game. She's still pretty. I mean, I gave her, like, big fucking lips because I couldn't stand her profile with the default, like, look in the first game. Whenever you look at a character from the side, their lips look stupid. So I basically made them as big as possible, and it looks fine that way. She just has a shaved head and no makeup. She's a soldier, so I figure, like, that a soldier with both of the survival, like, mid-noir and Akuz background. So, like, it just seems like making her serious and not girly girl. I don't know, I think default Femme Chef is too pretty.
Still.
I like two. And I'm not really seeing, like, that many. I also gave her a little bit of a wide jaw. I think Mass Effect 3 is, like, the one on the cover. I think she looks stupid. I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. She looks like an average female, and you wanted something different.
She looks like some teenage girl. Like, she's got fucking eyeshadow and pretty red hair, and I don't know. That seems silly to me.
So you go and make Lesbian Shepherd?
She's not.
Sounds logical.
You said she's not a lesbian, but if you look at her and compare her to the average lesbian, if she accepts a lesbian, sir.
All right, we're getting offensive here. Okay.
What are we not offended some race for?
Well, we'll probably offend lots of people whenever people actually listen.
Oh, yeah, I'm counting on it. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, because this affects me personally, because this is my goddamn character.
And she's a lesbian.
Like, whenever I'm a writer, like I'm an aspiring writer, so I take things like 120 hours per game. I get very attached to this character.
I guess. I mean, she's still a lesbian.
Like, I didn't intend her to be a lesbian, but it was more of a case of me not wanting to fuck Aiden.
I guess.
So I went with Liara. You don't know what I'm talking about, but Jason does. I went with Liara, which I kind of regret a little bit.
Why is that?
I don't know. It just, I don't like her, the way she shows affection. Not Liara, I mean Shepard. It seems to go against what I have in my head. I don't know. I'm really nerdy about this, but
you are
nerdy.
I'm OCD about this stuff, man. I'm OCD about this. And
does she have mustaches?
You can't change that. You can't alt body type. Only the face. And skin tone.
So she's bald, slightly muscular, with huge boobs.
You can't change the body type.
Yeah, but isn't the default body type of the female in Mass Effect 3 slightly muscular?
Yeah, I guess.
Ooh, she is a soldier.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's run through the facts one more time. She's bald. Has a scar, is a soldier, slightly muscular, with a huge chest. Come on.
I don't see how any of those things, like maybe the shaved head, but that's more because I wanted her to be a jarhead.
And you turned her into a jarhead.
Well, what else? What else do you want to talk about Mass Effect?
That I think Halo is better.
Basically, if you want an idea, she kind of looks like Jack. She kind of looks like Jack without the makeup.
Oh, God, I hate Jack.
I like Jack. I like Mass Effect 2's characters more than I thought I would.
I like the characters, but I miss my crew from the original.
I think my biggest disappointment is that I couldn't, that Tally is straight.
Yeah. Well, at least
I would have preferred her over Liara.
I think that can change in Mass Effect 3.
Is that right? No, I've read, like, she's never an option for female Shepherd.
Maybe. I don't know. Some of the characters become a little more open in
the
third one.
It's funny to me that you couldn't be a gay man until Mass Effect 3. Like, that just says
the
a war lot.
Just
like you
broken
could be
down.
From the beach. you could be a lesbian from the first game, but it took 3 games for them to throw in a gay guy.
Look, Shepard was wrestling with his sexuality for those first 2 games, okay? he's like, you know, we're probably not going to win this war. Fuck it, I'm going to get me a dude.
I might die. I might as well try it.
die anyway.
Fuck it. Might as well get a taste.
Yeah, no, I don't know, like, I know Callie is, like, Peter, by the way, Callie is kind of like, she kind of became the internet's my waifu.
What?
You've not heard of that expression?
Hell no!
It's like... like
a few reactions. Almost offended by it.
I think it's sort of 4chan. It's basically like a nerdy making fun way of saying like fictional character crush.
Ah.
Yeah. Like basically in the first game, they only had like 3 characters that you could romance, and Tally was not one of them. But Tally kind of became like the internet's my waifu, as I said, and like BioWare was surprised by that. Because they didn't think she was particularly... Like, if you've not seen her,
she's a great character.
Face.
She's the blue chick, right?
No, that's Liara.
Oh,
she
okay.
is the one that wears the mask and the bodysuit and is a space gypsy. I'm not even kidding.
That.
She is... Yeah.
Alright.
Her race is clearly... I don't know. I guess the internet liked her... She's like a nerd, basically. Like, you talk to her and she rambles on about science and shit.
Oh, but you know what? There is somebody in Part 2 that I love more than anybody. Morden. Morden is my favorite character.
Morden's my favorite character in 2. Yeah. Morden's my favorite.
Like, Morden, like, became my favorite overall character. Like, not at first, but just as the game progressed.
He is, like, and his story is really damn interesting.
Yeah, you're going to come... How far are you in the Part 2?
I've done everyone's loyalty mission. I haven't gotten Legion yet, though.
Okay.
I just finished the last loyalty mission that I have besides Legion's right before I got on.
Yeah. I guess he's my favorite new character from Part 2. It's hard to say, though. Like Rex and Garrus. Yeah, Rex and Garrus, those guys are great.
Rex and Garrus, yeah, I like Rex and Garrus. Rex, Garrus, and Tally are my favorite characters from the first. And Garrus and Tally, I like them a lot. Like, as Fem Chef, I was kind of tempted to sleep with Garrus. I don't know what that says about me, but...
Disturbing things.
You got the first one? I didn't realize you can do that in the first
you,
one,
you
or...
You can it too. You can go with him at 2 and 3.
This is a little off topic, but they have a picture of the new poster for the new Batman movie. It's a wanted poster.
Well, who's on
nice.
It?
Batman.
Well, Batman obviously.
Well, I mean, like, they did plenty of Joker posters in the second and things like
that.
Oh
yeah, that's true.
No, I mean, this is like a giant wanted poster.
Oh, and I'm very happy because they fixed Bane's voice.
I don't know what he sounds like, so I really don't know.
Well, haven't you gone and watched the trailer? I haven't watched the trailer.
No, I didn't watch the new one you posted. I did watch it, but I don't remember what Bane sounds like.
Okay. I'm just talking about as far as the movie goes. In the old trailers, like the older one, his voice was, you couldn't understand him. You couldn't understand
Batman.
What he was saying. It was just.
Is Batman gonna tone down the smoker voice or what?
No,
probably not.
See, here's the thing. When Dark Knight first came out, I didn't notice it. It wasn't really. It wasn't until after all the parodies and stuff that I realized how silly his voice sounded.
It made sense at the time to me too. Like he wanted to sound different from Bruce Wayne, and he definitely
did. I think Christian Bale has seen all those videos now, because that's kind of what he sounds like in the Dark Knight Rises trailer. It sounds like he's let those parodies in.
He's self-deprecating or whatever.
Maybe so. I mean, you can understand them.
I could understand them in Batman Begins and Dark Knight.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously the parody video is exaggerated. I guess I don't know. Now I can't help but like laugh. I can't. It's hard to take them seriously now. That's all those videos. Where's it? And then at some point, eventually, he just starts doing that.
And Joker starts having fun with it. I think one of the videos was the interrogation scene.
Yeah, I love that video. He's like, I'm not even joking. I can't even understand you. I really can't understand. Please, you please just enunciate. And then he just goes... Batman goes, my God, yeah, I just keep fucking in the head.
I've not seen that in years. But that, I just bought Batman Begins too. Like, I want to see that again. Yeah. I have Dark Knight, but I didn't have Batman Begins, so it seemed wrong.
Yeah.
I felt like I didn't get it.
Well, because even though they haven't been like playing it up or whatever. At all, Ra's al Ghul does come back, apparently.
I thought he died, can't remember.
Well, yeah, I guess what? You know how many times Ra's al Ghul has died? That's his thing, it's what he does. He dies and he comes back. That's the defining characteristic.
I know that sounded stupid to say, but I don't see how they would.
Well, the immortal guy died.
I don't see how they fit in the Lazarus Pit in, like, Batman Begins universe, because it's a little bit more, like, realistic. And
I don't know, but apparently
magic that revives the dead would fit in with the stuff.
Well, when you, it's not actually, it's not necessarily magical. There's
not
those explanations.
But it practically is in this universe.
Yeah, I guess. But well, actually, I'm not 100% sure. It might be flashbacks. I just know that Liam Neeson was seen on the set recording stuff.
There's one thing about Batman Begins that always, like, has been bothering me for years.
Which is?
The ending scene with the microwave weapon. Like,
what about
how it was affecting all the water pipes and everything.
Uh-huh.
Well, why didn't it affect anyone? Especially them. Like, they were trapped in a fucking train. It should have cooked them if it was having an effect on bloody water pipes outside. But it just bothered me that it didn't affect any people. If it was strong enough to make water pipes explode, it should have been super hot.
I mean, I don't know. It was directed at them.
Water.
You have a valid scientific point.
No one was in the path of it. Maybe like didn't it like concentrate and direct the whatever it was.
It was just piped around. It was just all the pipes around the train. I brought up a legitimate point.
I don't know.
Batman Begins, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, son of a bitch. God, I'm thinking.
It's all right. It's the first movie. It's not Dark Knight.
It's a comic movie. It's a movie. It's not real. It's going to be ridiculous. And, you know, if someone tries hard enough, they'll come up with a legitimate scientific explanation.
I mean, like, that's just mentioned.
Maybe not a legitimate one, but...
If it was strong enough to make water pipes outside of the train burst, it should
maybe
have
it was set to only make water pipes, okay?
That doesn't make sense. It's a microwave.
Shut up.
Your science is flawed.
It should have popped in like hamsters in the microwave, okay?
It was a special microwave. I mean, it was a special water pipe bursting microwave device.
What was that? That's all you need to know. I can't even remember. I've not seen Batman Begins for years, but I just remember that.
It was a military weapon of some kind.
Yeah.
It was a military weapon of some kind that I guess Wayne Tech invented or something. You know, I don't remember.
Batman Begins wasn't as good as people remember, but Dark Knight is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Batman Begins was good. I mean,
it was good, but it's just it had some problems compared to Dark Knight. Dark Knight wasn't a much better movie.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Have you all seen the new Spider-Man trailer?
I've not.
Yes, and I'm torn. I don't know what.
I am too. I'm torn. I don't know. Okay, this looks so badass and cool, but it's.
Well, see, here's the thing. I hate the guy playing Spider-Man. I hate this whole backstory about dealing with his parents. Like, how his parents worked for Oscorp and all this. They knew the Lizard. And that all seems ridiculous. The Lizard, I hate the Lizard Bizarre. He's just a big, green, ugly man. He doesn't, in a, you know, I was shocked when I saw that he's actually in the lab coat, the raggedy, torn lab coat at one point, because every other thing I've seen, he's not. And, like, honestly, the only, like, saving grace that I see so far is that, you know, when Andrew Garfield is in the Spider-Man costume, and he was great. Because there's this one part in the trailer where it's like he confronts like a mugger. Mugger pulls a knife. He's like, oh God, no, you found my weakness. Small knives. Thwip, web, web, web. You know, like that was Spider-Man.
Yeah,
that was perfect.
He has the sarcasm down. Yeah. Down.
That sounds awesome. I need to watch that trailer.
That was absolutely perfect.
But you gotta, that was
the perfect Spider-Man moment.
Yeah, but what you gotta remember, Spider-Man's sarcasm is like his main weapon. Even if he doesn't have his web shooters, he always uses the sarcasm. That's his main weapon.
And that's one thing that was missing out of the other ones. The last three. Like, I felt like there was a little bit of it, but not, you didn't see enough of it. Yeah. And it didn't make me laugh. And also, I've watched these movies again fairly recently. And what's his name? I don't know. He's too whiny. Yeah.
Tobey Maguire? He's
kind of whiny, though.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's
early Peter Parker. I mean, you need to remember that.
Early Peter Parker
is kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, he's not got his shit together yet, and he's fucking everything up, and he's emo about it. You gotta remember that.
Yeah, but yeah, it looks like they have... Is Gwen gonna be the... in this movie instead of Mary Jane?
Yeah. I mean, that's how it was originally. Mary Jane thinks... Yeah. Well, maybe not. It's basically the Ultimate Universe. I think Gwen is still alive. I don't know.
No, Gwen is alive in the Ultimate Universe.
They're probably, like, tempted. Like, they're probably, like, trying to almost kill her constantly.
Who, Gwen?
Yeah.
She has to die in this first one.
They're gonna psych a lot. Like, watch. She's going to almost die a lot.
And also, I'm confused because at the very beginning of the trailer... It seems like he's been doing this for a while, but it's also an origin story. And Gwen knows that he's Spider-Man, it seems. Like, right off the bat. I don't know.
Yeah, from when he was patching him, when she was patching him up.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, maybe not.
It'll be cool, though. I mean, to see, because Gwen's underused in most media. So everyone knows Mary Jane, but everybody forgets that Gwen was around first.
Yeah.
She was Spider-Man's love, you know.
And she got...
Mary Jane didn't show up until... later, like years later.
She got killed by the Green Goblin, right?
Right, exactly. Actually, that whole part, the first Spider-Man movie, like what he was doing on the bridge, like the way he, you know, was going to drop her and stuff, that was taken directly from the comic, only it was Gwen instead, and he didn't save her.
The topic swap. Let's go for a topic swap.
Topic swap time.
I don't remember what we're talking about. I don't think you heard, Jason, about the Activision guy getting hacked, the CEO of Activision. I don't remember if I told you.
Okay.
You mentioned it earlier in the beginning.
Ah, okay.
That was the first I heard.
Okay, because I wanted to talk about Black Ops 2 making Anonymous the bad guy.
I don't think it's Anonymous per se. Like, they're probably not going to... Well, they're not. Like, they're probably not going to use, like, Anonymous is the enemy. They're probably going to be a generic hacker group.
It's going to be... I'm sure we're not going to be shooting guys in Guy Fawkes masks,
I can probably guarantee you there probably will be one Guy Fawkes mask shot in the face.
Probably one, yeah, but, I mean, like, they're there, and that's, like, associated with Anonymous now. It's blatantly.
Yeah.
But my problem with this is that they're saying that they're kind of jumping. Like, they're saying a group that currently exists that is comprised of people like you and me are just one step away from being terrorists. And I have a big problem with that.
Yeah, there is, because they're not... Well, if you look at it from the legal standpoint of the United States government, they are terrorists. If you look at it from like that.
Yeah,
but we have the luxury of not looking at it from that vantage point, and they are more... To me, they're more of heroes and vigilantes than terrorists.
Yeah, no, I'd go with cyber vigilantes.
Yeah,
I think that would be accurate.
And, but the thing is, though, I mean, I can kind of see, like, the point of view, like, why some people be afraid, because they could, with, you know, the resources at their disposal, it seems, they could easily be terrorists if they really want. I mean, haven't they hacked, like, the Pentagon before?
No.
The way Anonymous is set up is that legitimate terrorists could do something and then say that they're anonymous.
Yeah.
And suddenly, that is a possibility that might have already happened.
Yeah. And you know what's the sad part? The sad part about that is that if something like that would ever happen, they would have to call on somebody who could out-hack the hacker.
Is this... Okay, I thought you were going to go, like, Chuck Norris on us or something.
No, they would more than likely have to reach out to people like Anonymous. Hey, these people have hacked some serious military equipment, and we need your help, even though we've slandered your name everywhere. You know?
That'll never happen because we're the United States government is too conceited.
Incredibly conceited.
I just, like...
Well, it might not happen, like, publicly.
No, it definitely would not happen public. This would never hit the paper.
No, here's the thing. Look, if anything happened regarding Anonymous, it would be leaked in, like, hours, and it'd be all over the internet. Because they're just that disjointed. You have to... Maybe they do an individual person. Maybe. Right. But he'd be disconnected from the rest of the group, and his life would be threatened if he leaked anything. That kind of deal.
Yeah.
But what you
got to remember is that they're not like a hive. They just kind of do.
They're just a bunch of people that do whatever, and then like you can say that you're anonymous.
Yeah. And it's usually all for the best or the greater good.
Or for the lulls.
What they did to over 9,000 penises thing, I don't say that for the greater good, but it was pretty damn funny.
What happened with over 9,000 penises?
A few years ago, Anonymous, like, gave some tips to Oprah that she, like, some joke tips that she believed. Some anonymous guys said that they were pedophiles and that they were after your children with their over 9,000 penises.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was...
Oprah believed them and quoted them on the show, like, completely seriously.
Wow.
Like, just go to YouTube. Yeah, like this guy, he posted on one of our message boards pretending, saying that he was part of a pedophile network, and he said we have over 9,000 penises that were raping children every day, and she read that on air.
Oh,
it was great. Go to YouTube. It's the one of the greatest things ever.
I'll probably YouTube that later because I really want to watch that now. But still, the way Black Ops 2 is going to portray Anonymous really, it pressed a few buttons. That's what caused CEO Eric, give me one second, Eric Hirschberg to have his personal information leaked online, all because of what they did and make them look like the bad guy.
For one thing, I think they have it coming, but on the other thing, I think they're also proving their point.
Yeah.
We're not evil. Shut up or we'll kill you.
Shut up or next is your social security number, which I'm not even sure this dude knows this stuff is on the internet yet, because there's been nothing from Activision or from him. Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's. I don't think it's become, like, popular news yet. You just kind of stumbled on it.
Yeah, I really did, because I went to Kotaku, read this thing about that Anonymous being in the trailer, which
and,
led
like,
me to,
one comment said something, yeah.
Yeah, it led me to a Facebook of a non-sect, which is a group of Anonymous, I would assume, which led me to this dude's information, which is
Anon
really
Security.
Weird.
I think I've heard of them. I think they were involved in the PS3 thing, I think.
No, you're thinking of, I think...
Lulzsec.
Yeah, which...
Yeah, okay. Never mind. Go on.
The leader of Lulzsec deserves to have his ass beaten for what he did.
I don't know. I mean, that's a whole different can of worms.
He does. I mean, okay, I understand you're getting threatened by the FBI, you're in this corner, and the only thing you can do is pray that ratting out the rest of your group will get you a lesser sentence.
I mean, like, you can't blame what a guy does when he has a gun pointing in his face.
True.
I mean,
I'll give you that.
I don't know. That's a whole different can of worms. Let's go back to the slander with Black Ops.
I mean, they shouldn't have done that. They shouldn't have did it. They should have just left Anonymous out of, or at least left the Guy Fawkes mask out of it and just kept it as some generic hacker group.
Yeah. I mean, like, if what's it called? What's that other series? Medal of Honor? Can't use the Taliban.
Yeah.
I don't think... I don't know.
The Taliban, Call of Duty 3 used a fake Russian group for their enemy.
Modern Warfare 3. I've not played Modern Warfare 3. So...
You have to take down the Russians because they've attacked New York and blew it straight to hell. Into the 10th level.
They had a good reason.
No, there was the dude Makarov set everything up.
Yeah, where, I mean, like, an American was found to be part of a terrorist group. An American CIA guy was found to be part of a terrorist group that kind of shot up an airport. So, of course, they would hit America with an EMP strike and invade. I mean, we do the same to them.
Yeah, that is true. I'm surprised it hasn't already happened, but oh well.
We totally. I don't know. We might not, because that might be suicide. I don't know.
Attacking Russia, like we're talking real life right now. Attacking Russia would be suicide.
Yeah, I said it, and then I immediately realized how silly it sounded. And
yeah.
I'm just like, you know what? Modern Warfare is pretty silly.
Because at all times, at any one point, we have nukes pointed at Russia, and Russia has nukes pointed right back at us. So if it would ever pop off, everyone's screwed.
The way they did it, though, was actually, like, pretty scarily accurate. An EMP strike is probably America's biggest weakness.
That's any major developing country's weakness.
that would screw us up. like that would set us back 200 years in a 150 years in a snap.
Mere seconds. But it's a very real possibility. I think that's what made Modern Warfare 3's story so good, is because this shit could really pop off like this. This could really happen. And
I just said how silly it was, but which is it?
Wait, what?
We just said how silly it sounded. Now you're saying that it silly. Really could happen. Which is it?
No, it's silly that we would attack the Russians for real, or the Russians would attack us for real. That's silly, because we're all going to die.
But
as using that for a game, it made for a fantastic story, because it was so real. This could really happen.
I don't know. I don't know. It seemed like... I haven't played 3 yet, but 2 kind of seemed like disaster porn to me. I don't know.
33 is much better. Much better.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of Call of Duty. It's not like me being a pretentious hipster about it. It's just I don't like the gameplay.
Yeah.
I just think it's every gun feels the same, and every enemy is just shoot them once or twice and they're dead over and over again. I don't like it. The enemies are boring. I like Halo because enemies are interesting to fight. You know, you got guys with shields, you got headshots you got to do, things like that. Call of Duty is just the same human over and over again with a slightly different gun. It's boring to me.
I get easily excitable with a lot of
them and eat them, and like I could play them and beat them, but I wouldn't play them again.
All right, let's wrap this shit up because I'm getting hungry. So let's wrap this up. Let's wrap this bad boy.
Okay.
So, hey, say bye to Jason. This may be his last podcast.
Possible.
It is very possible. We'll have a special ode to you if for some reason you die.
God, this podcast is just bad luck. We keep running out of nerds. It's going to be the nerd 2. The nerd twins soon. And then after a year of that, it's just going to be a podcast of you talking to yourself.
It could work. Anyway. Gonna go ahead and knock off as usual. Do not forget to check us out on iTunes, Facebook, and I think we may be on the Zoom network now. I have to check into that.
I think we kind of like missed that boat. Okay.
Zoom?
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. We're still there.
We're still around.
Yeah. So. Who else? Did I forget anything? And Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. We tweet. So, good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.